Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. For many of us, our smartphones are an essential companion in our daily lives, from texting friends and family to checking social media updates. It can be said that some of us simply can't live without our phones right now. But recent surveys and research have shown that the smartphoneification, I've never heard that until now, the smartphoneification of our lives has led to an over-reliance on our phones, which is said to be linked to memory retention problems. To tell us more about this is Director of Therapy Institute and columnist with the Irish Examiner and author of Parenting the Screenager. It's Richard Hogan. Richard, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
Can you tell me about digital amnesia as it relates to smartphoneification?
Well, look, Cormac, we've always relied on external devices, you know, to make notes, whether that was Alexander the Great making notes before his Battle of Hydaspes, or Shakespeare writing out his beautiful sonnets, or Da Vinci, you know, writing in his diaries. We've always used some sort of external device, but with the advent of the smartphone, something changed massively. There's no doubt in 2007. You know, these smartphones, when they came in, they're a bit like a Trojan horse. They usurp complex cognitive processes, and that's the problem there. And the more we don't use our memory, the more we lose it. It's like atrophy, you know, when you don't exercise and you don't use your muscles, they waste away. And so there's the problem.
So is that it, basically? The phone... So where is that pub again? Oh, hold on, the phone will tell me. So who is Alexander the Great? The phone will tell me. That's basically it, is it? We don't have to think.
Well, we don't have to think. And if you sit on any train at any moment, or, you know, any commute, or any restaurant, people are just kind of, you know, zombies scrolling their phones. And yeah. I suppose when we were thinking about these phones, they were meant to, you know, you can go onto your bank and do your banking. You can go, you park a car, you don't even have to think about getting money. You can just go onto the app. You can think about a recipe, Google it. These were meant to help us with the complexity of the world and make it easier for us so we'd have more time to do the complex things. But the reality is we're putting more time into scrolling through Instagram and watching endless videos.
I sort of get you, Richard. I do agree with some of what you're saying, but I don't agree with the idea that we don't have to think. Like, we don't have to remember, which is a different thing, isn't it, to not having to think. And you could argue, maybe I will argue right here and now.
Best of luck.
That we know more now than ever before. We might not remember more now, but we're learning more every day, because if you do want to know who Alexander the Great was, you could just find out straight away. You know, your curiosity is being... sated immediately.
I hear you.
Do you know what I mean? Like
I
think our knowledge, perhaps it's expanding, but we might not remember what we're learning.
Yeah, exactly. This is the age of information. There's no doubt about it. Now, I've worked with teenagers for the last 20 years in schools and universities and in my clinic, right? And so I've seen it firsthand. I'm on the front line of this and I hear them talking. But there's no doubt about it. We have incredible vistas of like learning and information at our fingertips, Sarah.
Yeah.
But I would say to you, how you get that information is really important. Just remember when you were in school and someone said to you, I'm not telling you the spelling, you have to look it up in the dictionary. And you'd remember it by going through that little complicated cognitive computation of finding out where the word is. Mm. When someone told you that, you didn't remember it. And so that's why we'd always say, well, you better go to the dictionary, find that word out, because sometimes you go to the dictionary, the word wouldn't exist. And it means you're spelling a K with a C. But I think that's what's happening.
But I mean, we're
here.
Not quite, I don't think we're quite at the point of people forgetting how to spell yet, are we? And I'm not sure we're going to get to that point.
About,
and hold on. I wasn't finished asking.
I would say spelling is massively up against the Arabic.
Okay.
Richard, let her hoist herself on her own petard here. Go on.
No, I'm speaking from the point of view of somebody who has always had a bad memory. I mean, always. Like, you know, since I can remember, I've had a bad memory.
Which is not very far back, obviously.
It's not very far back. So I just find
as you can remember. It,
the iPhone or the, like, having, you know, a technology available to me is really useful. So I can remember the stuff I really have to, and all the other stuff I can just find out when I need to. You know, like, for example, my calendar of what's happening over the next month, you know, busy family, busy work, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I
absolutely.
Don't have to remember all that stuff now, because I can put it down somewhere. Like, I know that's the equivalent of writing it down somewhere.
How do you know you can remember the stuff that you really have to?
Because I do.
No, you haven't forgotten it.
No, I do. I do remember the generally. I remember the stuff I really have to. But I like, for me, I find it just very useful. I don't really mind not remembering a lot of stuff. That doesn't bother me because it's not new to me, I suppose.
Depends on the complexity of the relationship you're in too. It might be helpful. But I would say that I hear what you're saying, and our world is incredibly complex. There's no doubt about it, and it does help us with it. But the research here is quite clear. I mean, there's a research there about GPS and the over reliance of GPS and how it diminishes gray matter in the hippocampus. Now, that's the, you know, matter density in the brain. That's the cortical columns. That's really thick. That's the thickness of the cortical columns. That's where you kind of are capable of taking encoded memory and information into your memory. And so the research is saying that the more you rely on, say, GPS, or the more you don't play chess, the more you don't play the piano, the more you rely on, you know, smartphones to do all those things for you, and you're scrolling, the less thick the density of the cortical columns, and so your inability to take coded information into your memory diminishes. Now, that's problematic, because the symptoms of that could be increased depression or even certain areas and aspects of dementia.
Do you see that, Richard, with the younger people you work with?
Cormac, I couldn't say this more clearly for people. I see it every day in the lived experience of teenagers. And they talk to me about it, and I'm always interested because I'm into psychology and all that. And they talk to me about it themselves, and they say, you know, I really can't remember like I used to. I can't focus like I used to. I mean, that's notifications coming in, distracting. You know, those apps are designed, they're completely designed to interrupt us and to take our attention away. Mm. And so this comes from evolution. You know, 30,000 years ago when we're out in the savannah, if we heard something in the bush, we'd look, or all our attention would go to it. And now it's the smartphone beeping at us, so all our attention goes to it, and so we're distracted.
Wow.
And we're not good multitaskers.
You know, you're after frightening the living bejesus out of us.
Particularly me.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we have 20 seconds left. Can you give Sarah and all the other Sarahs in the country some top tips on how to deal with this?
Yeah, well, I would say the first top tip, I did this a lot with people over the lockdown. Don't wake up to your phone. Don't have your phone in your bedroom. Wake up. What I do is I got an alarm clock, but I don't tune it into a radio station. I just have the white noise. It wakes me up very gently. All the new science there would suggest that when you wake up to beep, you know, that really incongruent sound that you're meant to wake up to, it depletes your energy. So don't do that. Have moments that are free from the iPhone. I would say have 12 hours during the day, 8 to 8. Don't be on your smartphone, read going to bed, all of that stuff. Get out into the, you know, get out into the environment and have a walk and go for a read, you know, and read and just exercise and do things away from the smartphone. And when you go out with your partner, be away from the smartphone and be with your partner and be present. Because what are we going to do when we look back in our lives?
I'll remember all that.
Oh, he's frightening. He's frightening. Yeah, right. She might conveniently forget. Anyway, Richard Hogan, director of the Therapy Institute and columnist with the Irish Examiner and author of Parenting the Screenager. Thank you very much.